The following message is brought to you by City Place Church and Pastors Damon and Taisha Moore in Orlando, Florida. We hope this message inspires you to build new dreams, ignite your faith, and be established as the leader God is calling you to be. For more information, visit us online at cityplacechurch.com.
Today is Baptism Sunday. We have been in a series called Old School, and I'm actually going to use that clip as a little bit of leverage just to give you guys a sneak peek of what At the Movies could be like. At the Movies is a series where we take movies that all of us enjoy and we pull spiritual truths out of them. I know that can seem kind of crazy, but it's been one of the most enjoyable series that we've ever done, and we normally do it in the summer, but this year we moved it to the fall. And so we are in a series called Old School right now, where we're talking about biblical truths that sometimes can fade, not because God put them to the side, but because we do. And so what we decided was we were going to go back so that we can go forward, because sometimes as a pastor, when I communicate, and I use Christianese, open up your Bibles too. The scripture says, the Bible says, sometimes if you were like me, you come into church and you're coming into a relationship with God, and it might feel foreign to you because everyone else is speaking this language and they look at you funny because you don't know what they're talking about. So what we decided to do was we just decided to go old school, and we just decided to go foundational level, talk about God's word first, to build upon that. Because if we can build upon God's word, then everything else will begin to make sense. But if I just start talking and say this and then that, and you might be like, what are you talking about? So we literally went back and we talked about the Old Testament and New Testament, how many books were in the Bible. Because as a pastor, I want to make sure that we grow into who God has created us to be versus just hearing a good motivational speech. Are you with me? We can get Tony Robbins for that. All of us can be walking on hot coals with fire. And at the end, we can be like, you did it. Didn't y'all see that episode when Oprah did it? We can do it too. It's just that she could pay for her foot repair. You know what I'm saying? Just kidding. So what we're going to do this morning is, last week we talked about liquid faith. We talked about salvation and we tagged it into baptism. But we don't want to just sound normal, because if I just say, hey guys, you're here this morning and I'm going to talk about baptism. It's an exciting topic, but to me, we like to spice it up a little bit more. Because we want you to grab hold of what Jesus has done for you so that you leave here knowing that God is here to change your life. And so you got some sermon notes on your seat. If this is your first time here, again, welcome. I'm passionate in personality. If my voice get loud, I'm not yelling at you. I'm just passionate. The Redskins lose every single year, but I always find a way to yell when they score a touchdown. I'm unashamed of being a Redskin fan. This morning, I found a Redskin fan walking into our church, and I was like, welcome home. I've been waiting for you. When I was out on the road this morning, someone who was a Redskin fan was jogging. I looked at him like, you should come to church. They were like, no, I'm jogging. But are you a Redskin fan? Yes, I am. God is working on you. I love you. I can't wait to see you later. You've got grace today, but next week, you better be in God's house. But because you're a Redskin fan, you have grace. I have so much passion for the Redskins. But if my passion for the Redskins, oh, you shaking your head, man. You must be a Cowboy fan. Security, get them all out. Get them all out. We can't let God's house be torn this way. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. But I can't let my passion for things that give me no value, I can't let it be higher than for Jesus, who gave his life for me. And so this morning, I'm going to be passionate personality. It's who I am. So don't be alarmed if my voice gets high. It's just that I really am excited about Jesus, and I'm excited about what Jesus wants to say to you. And so we're going to turn up the lights here a little bit so that you can be able to take some notes. And just to give you a little bit of context, last week we preached from Acts. Is it okay if I just jump right in? Is that good, so that we can all get some lunch? If y'all are buying, tell me where you're going. I don't care. I love food. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. It says this, I'm not going to read it all, but I'm going to paraphrase it. It says this, and at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns unto God. And it says, and the prisoners heard them. And it says that as they were praying and singing prayers, it says, and immediately there was an earthquake. Everything shook in the prison. Their chains were loose because they were in a prison. And it says that the prisoners who were listening to them, their chains were loosed as well. And it says that the jailer who had put Paul and Silas in prison runs into the prison and says, oh no, I'm going to kill myself because y'all are free. And Paul says this, he says, don't kill yourself. We're not going to go anywhere. We're still here. And based on the response of Paul, the jailer says, what must I do to be saved? The jailer asked Paul, I have sat on the outside. I have listened to you pray. I have listened to you worship. The chains broke. You stayed where you were. There is something different about you. What must I do to have the type of power that you have? What must I do to get that? Have you ever been around somebody that's got a little something going on and you want to ask yourself, how you get that? How you get that? The jailer says, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to have the same power that when I worship, that when I pray, things in my life change? Y'all, that's some power right there. When you sing and when you pray and all of your situation changes. How many of y'all would say, I've got some things in my life that I need shook? Yeah. Here's what we said last week, and you'll find it on your notes. You don't even really have to write it down. It says this. It says, we said, authentic worship and connection to God the Father leaks out. When I worship God and I give him my very best, and it's from a pure place. I'm not in a religious relationship with him. I'm in a relationship where he is God the Father, and I'm a son or a daughter. When I am pure in my heart, when I'm connecting to God the Father, it leaks out. The word says it in Acts chapter 16. They are singing and they are worshiping, and all of a sudden, everyone around them gets their chains loose. Can I tell you that you're sitting beside the person you're supposed to sit beside today? You're sitting in the right church that you're supposed to be in today, and the faith inside of this church can leak out into your situation. You can leave here literally, absolutely, life change, set free in relationship with Jesus Christ this morning because the atmosphere has already been set. The authenticity of our worship and praise has connected to God the Father, and you and I can all leave here with a Jesus encounter. Notice I'm getting passionate already. I love y'all. And I feel good. So if we have authentic worship and a connection to God the Father, he can leak out. The prisoners were listening. Their chains get loose. The jailer's listening. And he says, what must I do to be saved? We did say this, and this is not in your notes. We said that it is possible to be set free from bondage but not be saved. Because the story says that the prisoners' chains were loosed. But the story doesn't say that they asked what is needed to be saved. It is possible for God to heal your body this morning, you to receive your healing and not leave here with a relationship with Jesus. That's a scary thing to get something from him but not get relationship with him. It's scary to say, I got mine. Boom, baby, let's go. And leave the one that gave you the gift behind. The jailer says, what must I do to have the power that you have? So the Bible says that Paul says, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to declare the word of the Lord to you. I'm going to tell you all that Jesus has done. And then the way you will be saved, and this is in your notes, is that you will accept, believe, and confess. It's really simple. Sometimes in a religious routine, if you've grown up in church or maybe you were in church at one time and someone pushed you away and you had all this long list of rules, can I just tell you right now that God is not a God of rules? I'm going to tell you that. I know that might be contrary to what you're saying. He's not a God of rules. What he is, he's a God of order. And the reason why he has order is because he knows what he has for you. Now, if we step out of order, then he's got to nudge us back in. But he doesn't have all these rules. Because when we enter into a relationship, we realize that a mom and a dad, they have things that they want us to do. Why? Because they want us to become all that we're designed to be. So the jailer says, what must I do to have the same power flowing in my family as yours? Speaks the word of the Lord. Jesus did this for you. He died on the cross. He's available to you. Accept, believe, and confess. That's what the Bible says. It's ABCs to you and I. At the end of this service, I'm going to give all of you an opportunity to have a relationship with God the Father. And do you know all that you have to do? It's the ABCs. Y'all know that. A, B, C, D, E, F. Y'all didn't even know that was biblical, did you? You have to accept, believe, and confess. I accept God's word in my life. I accept that I can be a son and a daughter. I'm not a servant of a God. No, I'm a son or a daughter of the one who created it all. You have access this morning to God the Father. the creator of everything, the one who could heal your body, the one who provides for us every single day, he's dead. By the end of this service, I want to give you an opportunity to say, yes, you can be my dad. Are y'all all right this morning? So we said that we accept, believe, and confess. On your notes, you'll see that we receive God's word. We have to accept, believe, and confess that we're all sinners. Even I, as Pastor Damon. Damon sins. Is that spooking y'all out? Do you know what sin means? Sin means to miss the spiritual target. See, if I'm trying to live by rules, man, I'm going to live so far away from God because I can't get them all. But I live in relationship. I know I can go to God the Father and be like, Dad, I'm sorry. I did that today. I know that may not be what you wanted for me. So see, I realize in Romans chapter 3 says that we've all have sinned, fallen short of the glory of God, which means that if I try to go after rules, I'm going to fall short. So I might as well just get it in my head right now. I'm going to miss the mark sometimes. So if someone says, you're done wrong, I can't believe you did that, brush them aside and say, you do it too. Stop pointing your finger at me. You do it too. The difference is that I go back to Dad and I say, Dad, I'm sorry. So if you walked in here this morning and there's been shame that you've been carrying because some church told you that you weren't supposed to act like that and this is how you're supposed to act. My pastor says this. I said it last week. Shame off of you. Because the person sitting beside you, they crooked too. Hold your purse. No, we've all walked in here with something. But it's God's grace that gives us access to say we're a son or a daughter. Salvation is a gift from God. It's rooted in family relationship. Your salvation is not rooted in religion. It's rooted in God's desire for you to be a son or a daughter. You can't shake that. It's your choice. You can choose to live in the house or live outside of the house. It's your choice at the end of the day. That's what's so amazing. Salvation is your gift. Jesus died for you whether you love him or not. God's love for you will never change. It's a gift. God's just going, I've got your room ready whenever you want to step back in. Here's the thing, though. You and I assume that we have a lot of time. We assume that we have a lot of time. And sometimes that time goes quicker than what we thought. I want to encourage you this morning to get to the room in God's house. Salvation is not based on works, but it's based on faith. So last week we tied all this together, and the Bible says in Acts chapter 16 that the jailer says, what must I do to be saved? He then looks at Paul and he says, what has happened in my life can't stay with me. It's got to get to my home. And he says, can you please come to my house and tell my family everything that you already told me because my life has changed. So the Bible says that Paul goes to the man's house, preaches the word of God to his family, and then the Bible says they went liquid with their faith. They went back. They got baptized. Can I tell you that the next step in your relationship with God is to go liquid? You've got to leak out, y'all. When Jesus Christ does something for you, your faith has got to leak out. You can't just say, I met Jesus here today. I'm going to heaven. No, you've got to say, hey, Jesus, what you did for me has got to get to my family. You walked in here today. Can I tell you that those of you that are going to leave with a relationship with Jesus, your whole family generation shifts. Your family generation shifts when you say, Jesus, I'm going to live for you. The Bible says it in Acts chapter 16. I can't read it all, but you can when you go home or you can look at your sermon notes. Your whole family shifts the minute you say, Jesus, come to my house. Today, we're going to be dedicating some babies. Parents are saying, my child, from its starting place, is dedicated to you. We have adults that's going to be baptized at the end of service. And publicly, what they're saying is let me just let you know that who I used to be, that's not me no more. You've got to go liquid with your faith. Why? Because the authenticity of your worship and connection leaks out. So that brings us to today's focus. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 through 17, we find that Jesus himself was baptized, which gives me good rest. Because if Jesus did it, I want to do it too. Anybody else? Like, I love Bible stories because when Jesus walked on water and then Peter walked on water, when I was a kid, I went to the swimming pool and I tried to walk on water. Anybody else try to walk on water as a kid? Listen, I believe it's possible. It ain't worked for me yet, but I still tried. If Jesus does it, I want to do it too. If you're a youngster in here, go for it. Don't let any adult tell you that it can't be done. If Jesus did it, you do it too. In fact, Jesus says, greater works will you do. I know we're joking about walking on water, but greater works can happen in your home. You can break generational curses. Everyone in your family doesn't have to die of cancer or heart disease. Greater than. Everyone in your family doesn't have to go to hell because they didn't have a relationship with Jesus. As your life is shift this morning, you become the tool. How amazing. They don't need to come to church next week. You're there. Come and do what Jesus did. He was baptized. And when he was baptized, he affirmed the ministry of John because John said, hey, one's coming behind me. Get ready for him. He's right behind me. He shows up for his day of baptism. And John's like, no, 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 no. Jesus says, if I'm baptized, what you don't see, John, is that this is going to outlast just me being baptized and you baptizing some people. Decades and years and thousands of years later, people are going to look at this and they're going to say, well, if Jesus was baptized, I'm going to be baptized too. So he says, John, I've got to confirm everything that you said. You're preparing the way of the Lord. So the moment that I'm baptized, it is going to outlast every single moment. People are going to say, if Jesus did it, I'm going to do it too. So when Jesus was baptized, he affirmed the ministry of John the Baptist. He affirmed his own mission in God the Father. Because the Bible says that the heavens open up. You got to read it. God looks at him. He says, this is my son whom I love. In him I'm well pleased. Jesus hadn't even done anything yet. And God said, you did great. My kids haven't cleaned their room yet. David, you've done great. I'm so pleased with you. That's what God the Father did. Jesus, before you ever did, you do anything. I'm pleased with you. Can I tell you that God the Father is pleased with you this morning? I know you and I missed the mark, but he's pleased with you. He loves you. If no one has ever told you that they've loved you, can I tell you today on God's behalf, the Father loves you. Whether you feel like you're past due, you're late, you haven't fulfilled everything, God the Father is pleased with you. He loves you. If you feel like no one else knows you, can I tell you that he knows who you are? He knows the cries of your heart. He knows what you've been praying for. You are in an environment where the Father loves you. Man, he loves you. And when Jesus was baptized, he said, Dad, let's get this thing started. And God said, before you get started, I'm pleased with you. Now go clean that room, David. I mean Jesus. Go clean that room. I'm sorry, Lord. I was gifted. He also did it to submit to God the Father. Because there were going to be some moments where Jesus really had to decide if he wanted to die on the cross for you and me. When you read Jesus praying in the garden, he does ask his dad, if there's a chance that I can have somebody else take my place. And the Bible says this, that when he prayed, it was as if he prayed so hard that blood and water leaked out. So that leads me to believe that even when Jesus was praying and in his Father's relationship, authentic connection and worship to the Father leaks out. That's the reason why Jesus was going liquid, was because he had to model for us that authentic connection and worship to the Father will always leak out. So I wrote this down, and this is a fresh point. Authentic trust and dedication to the Father must be outwardly displayed. Authentic trust and dedication must be outwardly displayed. I can't live my relationship with Jesus quietly. I know this might surprise some of you. I am an introvert. I am. But when I get to talking about Jesus, I come straight out the cut. I come out and I get really excited. But if you're at my house, I'm like, If I come to your party, I'm sitting against a wall. I'm not the star. The reason why is because I'm just like, oh. But I cannot have my relationship with Jesus be silent. Because somebody connected to me has got to hear about the one that changed my life. You are in church today because of an invite. Doesn't matter how you got here. You got a card. You got a flyer. You saw a flag. You came to celebrate baptism. Someone told you that you need to come today for whatever reason. Many of us go to restaurants because someone invites us. You need to try out Culver's. Let me tell you what. Their custard is off the chain. You go and you love it. It's the same way with Jesus. If Jesus has been good to you, why would we keep it to ourselves? If Jesus has changed your life, why would you go, you know what, I can't tell nobody about that. We tell everybody about the 75% off at Dillard's. We do. And we will call Charlene and Tom. Bass Pro Shop has got a sale on fishing rods. I know you needed one. But yet when people need healing in life, we go, oh, I don't see. And Jesus is innocent. We just, I don't know what we should. But I can tell you where you can get your car fixed. I got this mechanic that they work on my car. Good prices. But when it comes to Jesus, we've got the healing in our body. And then the person that gets sick, and I'm not mad at you, I'm just encouraging you. Remember? The person that needs the healing, we go, oh, yes, I'll have my pastor pray. No, you're there. Your authentic worship and connection to God has to leak out. Are y'all? And it has to be outwardly displayed. So what I'm telling you is that God the Father has equipped you, has changed your life. What if we became contagious and made sure that everyone around us felt the same thing? I wrote this down and we're getting out of here. When I go liquid with my faith, I affirm the power of God is active today in changing lives. When I go public, when I live boldly, God's power is active. Let me tell you why. It's because I'm a billboard. People know your story. People know what you've walked through. People know what you've been through. And the minute you say, Jesus, I'm living for you, and you go public, and you start telling people, people go, oh, I know that they changed. I was talking to my mom, and my mom was telling me a story of when she came to Jesus, literally this week. She says, Damon, I was in this meeting, and I was hanging out with all my friends, and we were doing this and doing that. And she said, I went to church with somebody. And she said, when I went to church with somebody, the pastor gave the altar call and said, who wants to meet Jesus? And she said, I went and met Jesus. And she said, Damon, the minute I met Jesus, he changed my life. She took a 5-year-old Damon to church. And at 5 years old, Damon met Jesus. It's amazing how generations shifted. There's a 11-year-old David and an 8-year-old Noah in God's house today. And it started because of Rudine Moore in her 20s. Saying yes to Jesus. The power of God is active today to change lives. That's the reason why I go liquid. It's because I'm letting everybody know I'm a billboard. You're a billboard. The power of God is active today. Second thing, it affirms my promise to live boldly. I'm going to talk about Jesus. I'm going to dedicate my kids. I'm going to be baptized because Jesus, hey, look, I'm living for you and I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. Whenever I go to a Redskin game, I got a Redskin jersey. I don't care if we're playing in Philadelphia or Oakland. I'm a Redskin fan. What? Security, he's still here. Just kidding. Why? Because I'm proud of the team. I'm proud of their past victories. Because the victory in my current seasons with the Redskins are not enjoyable. But they've been faithful in the past in bringing me joy. So, even in this current situation, I wear their jersey. Can I tell you that Jesus has been faithful in the past? You might be going through something now, but he'll be faithful in your future. So why wouldn't I live boldly I'm a Jesus fan. That's right. That's me. That's the reason why right now, listen, the world is crazy. But what would happen if all of us stood up and said, for God I live. The spirit of Jesus lives in me. My community will be changed because I live in it. What would happen if we all said, this is my jersey, I'm not changing it. Just a thought. Just a thought. Here's a third thing. If I'm preaching too long, I apologize. No, I don't. This is shorter than some. Tell me. 2 hours when I was growing up of just preaching. Woo! It may, honestly, the 2 hours of preaching when I was growing up made my detention in middle school go by quick. I was like, thank you, Pastor, for preparing me. Hallelujah. You prepared me, sir, for detention. I slept through that too, sir. And what you preached last week. You prepared me, see? You didn't know church prepared you in so many different ways. Going liquid affirms that I have a purpose in God. All of this is kind of mirroring what Jesus did. If Jesus did it, I want to do it too. It affirms my purpose in God. I'm going to live boldly for you. So now, Lord, I was heading in one direction. Now I need to know where you're leading me now. Confirm in me, because I'm going to live boldly for you. The power of God is active in me. Then you know what, Dad? Obviously, you got something amazing for me. And I'm ready. I'm ready. Can I tell you that the purpose of Jesus is beyond your wildest imagination? You could have rolled in here with millions and millions of dollars. Can I tell you that the purpose of Jesus is greater with him than without him? If you think you roll in now, wait until Jesus is a part of your family. Maybe you're struggling today. Can I tell you that Jesus has designed to pull you from where you are to where he's called you to be? Every moment of your life is just for a moment. It's just for a season, so that you can see how good he is. And the final thing is I give back to the Father. Worship team, you can come. What he gave to me. When I go liquid, I give back to the Father what he gave to me. This point right here is different, because it's hard to see it when we talk about baptism, that I give back to him what he gave to me. I give back to him what he gave to me. But I realize that when I go liquid with my faith, really what I'm doing is I am turning over ownership. I'm releasing my pride so that I can have his purpose. In fact, I'd like to show you a scripture that's not even really a baptism scripture. But I'd like to show you what it's like when you give God something that you want to hold on to, but you give it back to him because he gave something to you. And I'm not going to read it, but I'm going to paraphrase it. Is it okay? 1 Samuel chapter 1 and 1 Samuel chapter 2. The Bible says that there was a woman by the name of Hannah. And the Bible says that every single year, her and her husband would go up to worship. And it says that when she would worship, she would never go to the place of worship with joy because she didn't have a child. Her husband actually had another wife. And it said that the wife would poke fun at Hannah because she didn't have a child. So when Hannah would go into the environment of worship, she couldn't worship with full joy. So it says that she, during the place where they went up to worship, said that she found a spot all by herself. And she said this, I believe it's in verse 11. She said, oh, if you would just give me a son, I promise you that I'll give him back to you. She said, if you will give me a son, I'll give him back to you. If you will change my purpose, if you will change and shift my family, I promise that I will give my family back to you. Shifting a family when we come into salvation. She said this, look, it's right up here. It says, I promise I'll give him back to you all the days of his life, and no razor shall ever come to his head. He's going to serve you with all his heart. The Bible says that there was a prophet by the name of Eli who's watching her. He's like, this lady's crazy. She's over there. What is she doing by herself? He goes over. He says, what's the matter? And she says, it's even hard for me to even utter it.
She said, but I'm carrying something. My family needs to go longer than just my husband and I. She says, I know that there's purpose for me, there's purpose for my family. But my family needs to grow. There needs to be a shift in my family. She said, I need a child. And the prophet says, this time next year, you're going to have a child. The Bible says she go home, her and her husband get practicing. Says, look, says that she gets pregnant. And the next year, it says that she has her child. Her husband says, it's time to go and worship. She said, not yet. She said, I'm going to worship right here. I've got to prepare him. I got to prepare him because I'm going to give back to him what he gave to us. We are going to dedicate this kid because when we're gone, there's going to be a shift in our family because of what he did for us. Salvation shifts our family. Salvation will shift your family. And she says, let me spend a little time with him because we're going to give back to God what God gave back to us. And the Bible says, I think it's 25, 26, you can put it up there. It says that after she had weaned him, he says that she looks at him and she says, now listen, Samuel, we prayed for you and God answered our prayer. And she said, we're about to go to church and we're going to dedicate you to God. And I just want you to know, Samuel, that when you get in God's presence, God is going to use you mightily. You're going to be a world changer. Now, mom and dad, we won't be here forever. But boy, you're going to change the world. You're going to speak life. You don't even know it yet, Samuel, but you're going to anoint the first king. He'll make a mistake and you'll anoint a king named David. Oh, Samuel, there's great purpose in you. Now, I just want you to know, mom and dad, we're going to give you back to the Lord because our authentic worship and our connection to God the Father produced you. Our secret time with you, with God, gave us the birthing of you. No one was paying attention when we were worshiping. And I was crying out to God, God, I need a child. God, I want a son. But Samuel, it was in that authentic place where our connection and our worship, God the Father said, is going to leak out. Samuel, I just want you to know that it was our authentic trust and dedication that I'm going to put on display. You ready to go, Sam? Let's go. And the Bible says they walked into God's house. And she said, Eli, this is the one you prayed for. This is Samuel. I'm giving back to God what God gave to me. When you go liquid with your faith, you're giving back to God what God gave to you. God gave his only son. Samuel, you were Hannah's too. Samuel gave her son. God gave his. You got to go liquid. He gave you life. The Bible says he gave you life more abundantly. In fact, John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever, watch now, believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. All you have to do is accept, believe, confess. So I'll give back to God what he gave back to me.
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.